enough for a first down reception, a 10-yard reception for Cunningham, first and 10 from the 32.
Minute 38 left to go in the third. Bad Axe scores for a second time. It is Reese 20, Bad Axe 12 in that game. And starting the fourth quarter, Brown City leads Harbor Beach still 7-6.
First and 10 for the Lakers at their own 32-yard line, moving right to left across your radio. Wisner rolling to his right is caught by Jim Stork at the far sideline, diving forward. Ball comes
stripped
loose
out
at the very end of that catch at the 37-yard line. No word yet from the officials.
Nice quick strike to James Stork, but as he was going down, the ball was stripped out. Last we heard, Vassar leads Cass City 35-13.
41 seconds left in this third quarter, 40-14, USA out by 26 points. Second and 5 for Lakers at their own 37-yard line. Receiver wide to the left, that's Cunningham. Back to pass, rolls to his right, gets Valentine in, and Valentine loses his footing at the 40-yard line and falls short of the first down marker by about 2 yards. It is a 4-yard gain, we'll say, actually about 3-yard gain. On the reception to Valentine, sets up a third down, 1 yard to go.
Yeah, long one at that clock. The screen pass works very well. Valentine loses his footing. 5 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
And they get it off. Wisner on the keeper gets the first down and finally brought down at the 44-yard line. Out of the bottom of that pile is number 75, Cole Finkbeiner, the linebacker. And we have come to the end of the third quarter. USA with a big third quarter, 3 scores. Makes it 40-14 over Lakers. On to the fourth quarter right after this on the WLEW Sports Network.
You wouldn't get tires at an air conditioning shop, so why would you have your air conditioning system fixed at a muffler shop? Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Minutes remain. USA out to a big 26-point lead, largest of the night, 40-14. As we have an update from the fourth quarter, Harbor Beach scores over Brown City. It's 12-7, Harbor Beach leading. As Wisner rolls to his left, looking to pass, intended for Kretschmer, throws into coverage, and this one's incomplete at the USA 30-yard line. And now second and 10 for Lakers from their own 45-yard line. It looks like Wisner is favoring that left hip a little bit as he's continually taking hits from the USA pressure all night long.
Now Aaron Sines in coverage out there in perfect position, actually goes up and gets a hand on that ball to knock it down, but you're right, Wisner did take a shot on that play. A quick screen pass now to number 4, Cunningham.
It is brought in at the 45, and he gets all the way out to about the 47, they're going to say. On the bottom of that pile, you guessed it, Cole Finkbeiner really tacking on the tackles tonight. That is his 6th of the evening for Cole Finkbeiner, plus his tackles for a loss. 2-yard gain, third down, 8 yards to go from the 47.
Yeah, like you said, Clark, Wisner takes a hit on the previous play. No surprise. They run a play to get the ball out of his hands quickly. Now they're going to roll him out to the left.
And he's got pressure coming. He's sacked in the backfield. Colton Siebert comes down and brings him down to the 37-yard line for a loss of 10 on the play. Colton Siebert with that lateral of movement and speed brings down Brennan Wisner for a 10-yard loss and gets credit for the first sack of the evening.
You know, we finally get to see him in person, Clark. Colton Siebert, heard a lot of hype about him. He does bring that added feature on offense, even though they didn't utilize him all that much because Aaron Sines has ran the ball so well. But nobody ever said anything about how he plays on defense, and he really brings a nice pass rush and even a way to stop the run, and he did a great job there in the backfield making the tackle.
And not the best punt we've seen from Keegan Valentine, but still gets the job done as it bounces across the 30-yard line down to the Vassar, or excuse me, down to the USA 29-yard line, where USA will take over with 10:26 left in the fourth quarter, leading 40-14.
Yeah, a nice high punt. No one back there to receive it, so he just wanted to hang it out there, get it down there. So now the 72-yard separates USA and Pater. So now the Lakers defense has a chance to come out here and force a quick stop and give Lakers some sort of hope here in this game. Patriots on the other side looking to kill a lot of clock here.
And with the T formation, they are in the right formation to do so. T formation working off the left hash, three men in the backfield, Foley is under center. They have not had any other formation of the night.
Oh.
And nothing going there at all, but they're not too upset about it. As I didn't even see who the ball carrier was at. It was at number 10, Aaron Sines, with the carry. Actually brought down for a loss of a yard. And we'll give the credit to number...
Big number 60, Clark.
Joseph McCardle,
That's the senior.
Holding down that front line for Lakers defense. Less than 10 minutes to play in the fourth. USA trying to use as much play clock as possible. They're looking for him, the back judge, to raise his hand, which is 15 seconds left on the play clock. Starts to move his hand up and down. That is 5 seconds. 3 seconds left on the play clock. Finally lets this one fly. Aaron Sines with the carry across the 30 out to the 32-yard line. And Jim Stork on the tackle for a 3-yard gain, maybe even 4. We'll say 3-yard gain. Brings up 3rd and 7 for the Patriots. 9:20 left in the fourth.
Yeah, James Stork holding down that right defensive end position. Sometimes switches sides depending on the situation, of course, but he reaches in, makes a tackle on Aaron Sines, probably the most dependable ball carrier that the Patriots have, so no surprise they're feeding him the rock. He's had an excellent game today. Just 4 touchdowns he's had today.
Oh, only?
That's it, just 4.
3rd and 7, Foley. Hands it off to Colton Siebert, who spins out his first tackle across the 35 all the way out to the 39-yard line. It's going to be very close to the first down marker. According to the spot, it looks like he's about a half of a yard short. Brings a 4th down, 1 yard to go. 8:49 left in the fourth. Clock should continue to be rolling here. And now they start it back up. 40-14, USA leading Lakers by 26 points. In the fourth quarter.
The other defensive end, number 80, Jacob Kretschmer, makes the tackle on the play, bringing up 4th and 1 for the Patriot offense.
T formation, Foley under center, waiting for that play clock to come down to about 3 seconds before he snaps it. There's the snap. The mystical USA chance starts. And on 4th down, Tanner Foley keeps it for himself, rolls across the 40-yard line and spins down at the 41. It's a 2-yard gain, enough for the move of the chains. 1st and 10 for the Patriots.
Number 81, James Stork, makes the tackle. Tanner Foley, the quarterback, read option, puts it in the hands of Macklin Gettle, their big-bodied running back. They like to give it to in short-yardage situations. Probably should call him a fullback in this case. He didn't like what he saw. He pulled it out of his lap and actually follows him through the hole and gets just enough, gets 1.5 yards, maybe even 2 yards, and a fresh set of downs, and now a couple more minutes are going to get chewed up off this clock.
Tanner Foley gets the snap, and he's going to keep it for himself, rolling around the left end, has the 45. He has the 1st down in the Laker territory and finally brought down way at the 42-yard line. That is a gain of 16 yards, forced out of bounds by Keegan Valentine. 1st and 10 for USA. And to start the fourth quarter, Reese leads Badax 26-12. And late in the fourth quarter, after Harvich takes the lead, 4:12 left in the fourth, less than 4:12 left, Harvich intercepts a Brown City pass, and that should all but secure that victory in Harbor Beach. Reese rolling to a victory, not quite yet, over Bad Axe, but they're leading in the fourth. USA leading here 40-14, and Vassar leading over Cass City quite largely. It's a handoff up the middle across the 40-yard line, about a gain of 2, maybe even 3 yards out to the 38.